Das hat er sich nicht mehr geschrieben, wenn wir Jehuda mit der Ksuba auf Jod. Sagt mir, nach dem Namen Shmuel, Namer, Shimon, Allah said, the Chacham instituted the giving of a Ksuba, and they also said that a man is believed to have or lose the Ksuba if he comes with a claim of Pesach, Pasuach, Matzasi. In fact, if so, the whole situation of Ksuba, which was done to help the woman, is of no help since the husband can easily get it dismissed. Rava said, we have a Chazaka, a person wouldn't bother going through the whole wedding and the whole party and everything like that if he just intended on getting rid of her anyway. A Braisa says, since the Ksuba is a fine, which Gemara later means, explains to mean that it's an enactment, which was instituted by the Rabbanon, the woman may only collect it from the Zeburius, the inferior land. Rav Shimon Gamliel says that Ksuba is actually halacha deraisa. In fact, Mara Braisa says that Ksuba is deraisa, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's derabbanon. So how can we say that before he said it's deraisa? Mara said we have to flip the sheetas of this Braisa. In fact, why do we flip the sheetas of the second Braisa? Maybe we should flip the sheetas of the first Braisa and say that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that it's derabbanon, not deraisa. We find elsewhere in a Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel says that a ksuba should be paid from the high quality coins because it's the right obligation. And also, the entire second brisa is just the view of Rav Shimon Gamliel. And what he means to say is the ksuba of a psula is the raisa, the ksuba of a widow is only the rabbanon. Gemara says, Amaisa, Chosin came to Rav Nachman and said that he came with the claim that Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. Rav Nachman instructed him to give instructed that they give him this guy Malkus. He explained that the only way Chosin could even claim that he knew what a Pesach Pasuach is he must have been Mazana previously with Zionists, and therefore give him Malkus. Rav Nachman had said, we believe a Chosin who makes this claim. Gemara said that we believe him, but he still gets Malkus. Rav Achai said we believe him only if he was previously married, but if he's a Bacher, we give him Malkus because obviously he knows something which he has no other way of knowing unless he was Mizana. Another Maisa Chosin came to Rabbi Gamliel and said, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. Rabbi Gamliel told him, maybe you entered at an angle and that's why it maybe seemed it was open to you. Chosin comes to Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rebbe, and made the claim. He said that he had Bia, but he didn't see any Dam. The Kala says, no, I'm actually, I was a Psula. So Rabbi Gamliel said, Rabbi Gamliel asked for the sheet that they were on, that they had Bia Rishayna on. He washed it and found that the Zera had covered the Dam. And he said, look, here, so there was Dam, and therefore everything's okay. Ravashi said, in Bavel, this method wouldn't work because the washing process is different than the washing process in Eretz Yisrael. But this is another Maisa. Chosin comes to Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rebbe, and he says, I had Bia, but I didn't see any Dam. The bride, the Kala, said, no, I'm actually still a Basula. He was never a Goyim or Bia. And Gamliel took a Basula maid and a non-Basula maid, Goyim, you know, Shifchus, and had them sit over a barrel of wine. The non-Basula's breath began to smell like wine. The Basula's breath did not. So he then took this Kala and put her on the wine as well, and her breath also did not smell like wine. He said, oh, she's still a Basula. Why did he have to take these Shifchus to do it first? Mara said, because he heard that the method works. We never actually tried it in practice, and therefore he wanted to, before subjecting a Bas Yisrael to it, he wanted to make sure that it actually worked. Another Maisa, Chosin comes to Rabbi Gamliel Zokin and says that he had Bia Rishayna, but there was no Dam. The Kala says she was a Basula, but says she's from the Durkiti family who don't have Dam neither and don't have Dam Basula. And Gamliel investigated and found that Shtak was from that family, and he told the Chosin, you're lucky to have married in such a family. Here, take your wife. Rabbi Hanina said, Rabbi Gamliel was just saying that, trying to make him feel good, oh, that you're lucky, but in truth, it's actually not good to get married into that family, because we learned that such a woman will have difficulty having children. Others say that he meant it's a good thing because at least you would never come into an issue of Suffolk Nida. Chosin came to Rebbe and said, I did be a Rishayna, but there was no Dam Basulim. The Kala said, no, I was a Basula. The Baron said, this took place in the years of hunger and years of famine. Rebbe directed that they be bathed and fed. They then had Bia, and the taka was Dam Basulim. Zok, the Mishnah, the Ksuba Basula is 200 Zuz, the Ksuba of a widow is 100 Zuz. A Basula who is a widow, divorcee, or Chalutza from the Erison gets a Ksuba of 200 when she remarries, and the new husband can still make a claim that Lo Matzasi Basulim. Zok the Gemara of Chana of Baghdad explained that the root of the word Almana is Al Shem Mona, meaning she gets 100 Zuz for the Ksuba. In fact, the Almana from the Arison doesn't get 100, she gets 200. Why is she called an Almana? The Gemara says, since the other widow gets 100, so the all widows are called by the term Almana. In fact, the Gemara, the Pasuk refers to a widow as an Almana, and the Ksuba was a later rabbinic enactment. The Gemara says, the Torah writes this for the future when there would be a Ksuba of 100. The Gemara says, Chana of Baghdad explained the various virtues of rain. He said, it waters, it saturates, it fertilizes, it gives shine, and it adds growth. Rabbi Lazar stated the benefits of the Mizbech. He said it removes bad gzeiros, it brings sustenance, it causes the Eden to be loved by Hashem, and it brings kapara. Rav Chanan of Baghdad stated the benefits of eating dates. He said they warm the body, they satiate the body, they loosen the stomach, they give energy, and they don't cause one to become overly particular. Rav said one who eats dates should not paskin, although a braisa says that they're very healthy, but they're still somewhat intoxicating, and therefore one may not paskin after eating these dates. Rav explained that a door is referred to as a dasha, because based on the words of derech sham, It's like a contraction of Derech Shem. The way is through there. A ladder is called a Darga because it's a contraction of Derech Gag. That's the way to the roof. Rav Papa said that a bed is called a Puria because it leads to Puria Viribia, to having children. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said a woman who can't have children is called an Islandess because she's like a male ram, an isle who never can't give birth, can't have children.